It's a piece to Mr. Cummings.
Look, come with your money.
Come on, wait a minute. We're going to have 1, 2, 3 on this.
1, 2, 3, my foot. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Where's the bucket?
There it is. Deliver them to him, Les.
Don't be too,
What do we got else? Oh.
Now, this is kind of a hidden item right here. You know, sweets to the sweet and sour to the sour. This is up to here. And these pickles aren't whole. They're sliced already. 1 bucket of pickles. How many am I bid? How much money? 1 nighter, 2 bits. Anybody else? 50 cents on nighter. Al Boyce, 50 cents. Anybody else want to bid for anybody else? How much? On nighter, 6 bits. Anybody else like to bid for anybody else?
Ed Keefe, dollar and a half.
Frank Boyd, a buck.
Ed Keefe, dollar and a half.
What was the last bid I heard there? A dollar and a quarter? Dollar and a half to who? Who bid a dollar and a half for who? 75 cents to Mel Boyce. These are not so sour. These are sweet sour. And they're right up to here. But there's more pickles. Attaboy. No change. Atta kid. Here we are. These are Cooners. Cooners? What do you want to say? Quartered sweet pickles.
How full?
Oh.
Lots.
Oh, yeah. And, Chuck? Quarter. A quarter to Chuck. Anybody else? Who's next? Look at Bob Wright. Look at that expression on Bob Wright. $1 to Bob Wright. 26 cents.
Murphy bid 28.
How about Murphy, $1? Oh, no. Hey, Murphy, these are just as good in martinis as olives. These are just as good as martinis. 27 cents. 50 cents to Murphy. Best Foods mayonnaise. I erased the top on here so I didn't know what it was worth. Who'll bid on this Best Food mayonnaise? Carver Anderson requested that. We serve nothing but Best Food mayonnaise. 75 cents to Carver Anderson. You're coming up, Ed. Well, now we have some vinegar. And all it looks on the top here is red. Let's see now. It's 1 quart of Jack Sprat. Apple cider vinegar. But it's been reduced. Reduced with water to 4.5 acetic acid strength. Any bids on the vinegar? Any sour pusses here? No sour pusses here. Me! Okay. Keeping myself, Hanley, 50 cents. Mr. Hanley buys that for 50 cents. That's for that hand mashie on the third hole, Hanley. These are great for something. I guess planting tomato plants or something in. But here's an awful lot of cups. And there's only one thing wrong with them. Just one small item.
Mm-hmm. Can I reach
them
and make change?
No.
Get his hand! Tear it off! No change. Can we trust the president? Watch him.
Yeah, if we watch him.
Yeah, okay, good enough. Now,
Carver, there's no quarters in there, so you paid $1 for that.
Did he have $1? Well, Carter contributed this cup, and he thought he was going to get some free advertising out of these things. Give them back to Carver. Yeah, we got Hanley and Corn over there. Anybody want either one?
Deliver these to Carver?
Deliver those to Carver. Now, these have no advertising on them. We probably paid for these. You got off easy, Carver. We should have charged you a nickel a cup for advertising. Now, here's Dixie cups. No, these are dandy. These are the kind that you can serve hot stuff in. In fact, you can even serve drinks in these. And it's a full tube. A full tube. It's 8,000 cups, I think, in here. And who's got an outdoor well or something? Willard's got an outdoor well. Well. What do you think we ought to get Mr. Baker for these?
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think we ought to charge you for these, Willard? About a dime? Two bits? Anybody? 75 cents?
Dollar and a half.
Dollar and a half? A buck? He bids a buck. Okay, need I say more? Need I say more? I don't know. It might be. Need I say more? Who?
Candlestick holders?
Who? It's a long way back to Billings, folks. If you've got kitties, there's a bargain. Who'll take it?
Two bits!
Thank you, Les. Say, now here's a real dandy item. You know that most of us in the Yellowstone Kiwanis Club eat margarine, naturally. But here's your chance to get some real dandy Yellowstone butter from the Yellowstone Dairy in Livingston, Montana. Say, Carver, did we pay for these? We didn't pay for them. Advertising then, huh? Okay, we'll sell them cheap then. Okay, here's 2 pounds of butter. What am I bid?
Quarter.
Cummings says a dollar and a quarter. Who else?
Four bits.
Lee, always looking for a bargain. Pete Decker says a dollar and a half. Anybody else? Sold to Pete Decker for a dollar and a half.
That'd have cost you $4 that way.
Here's a load of meat with barbecue sauce right here.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll get one of those in.
Okay.
Weighs about 5 pounds.
Now, a lot of you, I saw you picking over the meat today.
You got any half dollars in the pot?
No, just dollars. We saw you picking over the meat today, and here's where you pay for that picking. This is a whole great, big, huge container just full of protein and cocktail sauce.
Hey, Jabe, time out. We're going to put this candy on the piano. The kids that haven't got any, come up and get it.
Okay, you kids. You get something for nothing, but your daddies will pay for it. Okay, here we are. This was guaranteed to be all protein. Cooked by the Northern Hotel. If you went down to the Northern Hotel, this wouldn't cost you a nickel. It wouldn't cost you a dime. It wouldn't cost you $5. In fact, you'd have to wear it to take it out. Now, who's going to bid something for this? Oh, a niter. It's his meat. It should be good. That does it. The first man. Oh, a niter. 6 bits.
Some of these.
Say, now we got potato chips, and these things are just keep and keep and keep and keep. You can eat these clear to Christmas. Now, this is a great big package. Now, this looks make your 2-bit package at the store look like a dime's worth.
Put this around your arm. Wait a minute. All-nighter says that anybody that looks as though he's dying of malnutrition like you do should have this. He gives it to you with his compliments. You can't sell it.
Yeah. That's what I get for taking off 30 pounds since the first of the year. Now, we have these potato chips. Now, everybody can use the potato chips. Let's see. Who hasn't bought anything yet? Glenn Rye? Yeah, but he's got money. Let's save him for something big. Look at old Boyd back there. Look at old Frank Boyd. Just bought 4 bits worth of potato chips. We got to scatter these things around. I'm still eating them from last year. Okay, Glenn. Would you like to have these for what you'd like to bid, or would you like to have me set a price on them? Four bets. There's a man. Another four bets. Rich Lee. Have you got any use for any potato chips, Rich? He takes them. Four bets.
What is it?
Oh, say, here's a dandy little hidden item. But it's juicy. Say, you can tie up that still water in a little nicer package than that, Wally. here it is. It's juicy and it's nice. Who would like it? Who would like it? We don't know what it is. But look at all that foil. It's a bargain for the foil. Say, Pete Decker. Yeah, but it's juicy. Maybe you'll be able to can it.
Bob Wright sitting over there.
Bob Wright? Yep. 50 cents! Okay! Oh, boy, this is working better all the time, Eddie. This is what left with the... Because we've got so damn many Norwegians in this club, nobody drinks coffee, only black. So we've got a lot of sugar cubes here. And there's a price on here, which I'm not going to show you people. And there's only one layer gone, as I remember. Now, who'd like some nice sugar cubes? These will save. These will ruin your kitty's teeth. These will just do all sorts of things. Now, who'd like those? Oh, they're no good for drinks, Murphy. No use your bidding. You don't like sugar anyhow, huh? Say, Russ. Russ Crutchfield. Don't look around. Two bits. Do you drink sugar in your coffee? He does. Okay.
Meat.
Meat. Meat. Meat. The president says, meat, meat, meat. You want some meat to go with your pickles? What's that? You mean we're going to get an extra dollar out of that mess? Oh, yes, we are. Go over and get a dollar from them, Eddie. I don't care what they do with it after they get it. That's really a bargain. Really, that's a damn good bargain. Yeah, okay. Say, now, we've got in a special bargain. And this is one we've reserved for the president. And, Eddie, you got that money yet? Are you? Well, you're going to get it, too.
You'll need it.
Yeah, you should have something. We hate to see a man that's so modest that he won't take advantage of all these bargains. Now, Eddie, will you just step out here? You've been done a nice job here, and we want to show our appreciation to you. Yeah, we do. We really do.
How much, Eddie?
How much are you going to bid for that salad? Now, this is kind of a...
That's rabbit food.
Well,
dollar.
I think if we say more, we can get more than a dollar.
Let's throw this in with it, huh?
You got to throw that in with it? Okay, put that on, Eddie, then. We'll help you advertise. This won't cost you anything, Carver.
Why does it say perfect circle piston rings or something?
It will if you...
That cost him four bets.
Has anybody got an extension for this tape?
Oh, look at that folding money. Yeah! Say, there's just one thing, Eddie. Would you mind stepping back out here? The container doesn't go with it, so you've got to put it in your apron, Eddie. You'll like it better. It stays crisp that way.
I always know what lettuce means now.
Okay. Say, now, among the equipment that we haven't been able to identify here, we've got a hatchet here we'd like to sell. Anybody like to bid on this hatchet? This is a nice Boy Scout hatchet. 50 cents to the young gentleman here. Anybody like to bid on it otherwise? Glenn Knight would like to. Well, Glenn, how would you like to bid on your hatchet? You'd like to buy it? I thought you bought it once. Well, you like it so well, you're going to buy it again. Well, 50 cents to the young gentleman here. Would you? This is a nice Boy Scout hatchet. Would you like to bid more than 50 cents? Would you? Well, how much would you like to bid more? He'd give a dollar for it. Should we let him have his hatchet back for a dollar? Okay. Say now, folks, this is really something right here. A lot of you went down to the fair and you saw that girl down on the midway. And she had a lot to sell, but this we sell more than. And in every picnic, you know, every once in a while, somebody gets taken. Well, this is where we got took. And this is potato salad. And that...
$35 for it.
$35.
It's the unanimous opinion of the club that nobody but J.B. takes this potato salad home.
And I don't even like it fried.
I don't either. What'll you bid on it?
Gee, what? I'd have to bid a dollar, wouldn't I?
Oh, that on a $35 item?
Yeah,
oh.
It's only up to there. In fact, it wasn't even very good potato salad.
$26.83 worth there yet. Oh, how much?
I bid a dollar.
I didn't hear him.
Now, this would have to... Dollar, my God. A friend back there somewhere. Hanley says $3. This.
Go Lannon.
Oh boy, from now on out it's going to be rough.
Jeez, I don't even like potato salad. Thank you, JB.
You're perfectly unwelcome. Yeah.
$4 pounds of coffee.
Buy one of those, Lorraine. You like coffee.
Lorraine wants to buy one of these. How much? Drip!
Now, wait a minute.
That's me. No, this is regular. You can stay regular with this kind of coffee. Now, who's going to bid the first dollar before I start picking you out? I might let you get by for 6 bits. Phil Bellingham, 6 bits. And Jim Lyon, 6 bits. Oh, this is bargain day. Now let's see. Who hasn't bought a thing yet? Would you mind raising your hands before you get really stuck? Yeah.
Is Ron Ragsdale's credit good for 75 cents for a pound of coffee?
Ron and Ragsdale's.
And he wants to sign the Cop Construction on the loan.
And then Cop Construction. That's 4 bits of plug. That costs you an extra dollar. The pig will see you Monday. Yeah, I see. Clyde Schillinger, the old money man. Give him a 6-bit pound of coffee. Regular grind. To dear old Clyde. Oh, I love those every month. More potato chips. Who? Lynn Townsend buys 2 sacks of potato chips. That's at least a year's supply. You take them down to the city hall there. They're kind of salty, too.
One for the mayor?
One for the mayor, and that'll cost the mayor a dollar. You collect it from him, will you? Dollar and a half to Lynn. Now, we've got some ollies left, and these are little dandies. You've all had some. Yeah, I see him. Vern! 50 cents. 50 cents worth of ollies to Vern. Oh, he got out of that and easy. You could have bid him up easy, Owen.
Now, let's get rid of it. That goes back to Vern and Drake for 75 cents.
You never get it on the first bid, Vern. Yeah, we did, but we hiked it. Who's hiding? Is somebody hiding there? Uh,
Uh-oh. Say, do you eat much salad?
How much is burning an O for that a whole great big jar of...
That whole great big jar?
Of olives?
Of those gorgeous olives? Well, he bid 50 cents.
50. He hasn't got any change.
He hasn't got any change. Oh, we'll give him something else for that. We got 50 cents for this. Give that to him, Eddie. I don't even know what it is.
Who's that guy down here in the red with the glasses on right here? Where is he? Where do you find down the baby buggy? I say the head there over the girl in the white. Guy in the red. Oh, with the glasses on. Who's the guy in the red with the tear down in the flower thing like this great shaker by the tree there in the back of the baby's carriage?
He hasn't bought anything yet.
Well, let's see. We've got some salad dressing now. And we've got an awful lot of salad dressing here. There's two kinds of salad dressing, and we haven't sold much salad today, but this... Yeah, and we'd like to give this salad dressing to some very nice people that came to see us today, and it's just about what it'll take for one of Johnny Hanchett's meals. Johnny? Two bits a bottle. Come on over, Johnny. You just bought some salad dressing. Take it over to him. Two bits a bottle.
How many?
Oh, a surprise package.
One or two?
All of them. We don't go third class in this deal. Now we've got some pepper here. We might even throw in a little salt. Now we've got some salt. Lloyd. How's the salt in your house? How's the salt in your house? Anybody bid more than two bits for Lloyd? Four bits. Thank you. Olson, yeah. Four bits. Anybody bid more for Harold? 75. Thank you. Thank you, Warner. 75. There he is. And that's a bargain, that pepper and that salt. Now, is there anybody we've overlooked anywhere here? Has everybody bought, Eddie? Let's give them a choice. Let's give them a choice to raise their hands, or else we double the ante on them. Bill Bellingham isn't bought? Is that true, Bill?
And D. Wiseman.
And D. Wiseman? Say, we got some meat left for both of those boys, haven't we? What do you think, Eddie? Do you think $5 is too much?
Well, $4.75.
$4.75, okay.
The man just named it.
$1.50 to piece to Bellingham and D. For this, and you're getting a bargain. You could be getting that salad for that. And Phil's got the money as usual.
You want a bid on this meat, Johnny?
I'll tell you, plain and top. It was a five.
Buy it from those.
It
here,
was
those
a
two.
Five.
There's those two kids.
How much a piece?
$1.50 a piece. To D and Bill. Now, would anybody like to fess up that hasn't bought anything? Who? Rich Lee. Haven't you bought anything, Rich? Oh, no, we gave you those. That was such a bargain. We gave you those. You haven't bought anything yet. Now you start to buy. This is a surprise package, Rich. You don't want it, but you're going to get it. Would anybody like to bid for Rich for these?
$3.
That isn't enough. Do I hear more?
$4.
Rich, would you like to bid now?
Thank you. I got 450.
You got 4 bits. Well, you can... How'd you like to walk back the links? Might give you a dollar. Get him a dollar and a half. He said he had 50 cents. And if he can bid a dollar, he must have a dollar and a half. Okay, flip him to see if it was a dollar and a half or a dollar. Now watch him, he'll teach you, Eddie. Boy, and here's the last of it. We really came here prepared. We even got electric lights. We've got lights, matches, and Cam-A. Did he? Ain't enough. Would you like to bid for him, Owen? I mean, this is a Quantas Club auction, and we're just trying to get even, see? And bid something nice for him. I mean, make him live. Make him join the Quantas Club here. A dollar. Would you like to outbid your wife? Don't let her make a chiseler out of you. A dollar and a half, he says. That's a good kid. And that's a bargain, too. You could probably buy those at Payless for about 37 cents. Dollar and a half. Less. What did you buy, Les? Les Mullen. Where is he? Les Mullen, where are you? Yeah, he bought the 10th. That's right, he bought the 10,000 sheets. God help him if he has to use them. All right. Hanley has a proposition for you, Les. Well? Lester Mullen. Would you like to talk to Mr. Hanley personally? Or would you rather buy that can of beer for a dollar from me? Eddie Keith? Oh, yeah, Eddie has to set an example. Now, Eddie, I want you to come up here a minute. I want to interview you for a second. Yeah. Let's see, I should have a hammer lock on you. Did you like the picnic today?
And how?
Did your family like the picnic today?
And how? Look at my kid on the roof.
Look at your kid on the roof. Well, that's an extra 4 bits. Now, we're just a little bit short, Eddie. Like we told you, you've been spending this money foolishly around all year.
You're telling me.
And, well, not till today you didn't spend it foolishly.
In the morning I'll wake up with a headache and wonder what happened.
Not only that, but you wake up broke. But Wally told me, he said, now we got to go first class.
Yeah, let me see how much is in the jug first.
You think you're going to get what's in that jug?
No, I just want to see how much difference I have to make up.
Well, we don't know what underprivileged what's going to have to suffer for this thing. But, we know that you've had a big day. West didn't buy. That's right.
No.
The heat just went off you.
Yeah, thank you.
Wally, would you mind coming out here?
It's all gone, JB.
What's all gone?
You did a wonderful job.
I sure did, Wally, and I think you should congratulate me. And you see that great big bucket. The potato salad we were so worried about?
Yeah.
Guess.
You own it.
Yeah, I own it. I'm going to sell it to you cheap. Hey. Well, your family can take care of it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to split it with you, Wally, and it'll only cost you
$3. Have you sold this broken package of potato chips?
I just did, to Wally West for $3. Now, you want my first proposition or my second, bro?
I would rather have that one than have you get out.
All right. A broken $3 to Wally West for that broken package of broken nothing. He wanted to sting somebody. Well, Eddie, have you got any idea what's in that pot? Does it look like $100? Does it look like $100 to me? $20. Well, we only want $80 in the hole then. But I really think it's been a good picnic, and Eddie's got it all recorded for posterity, as bad or as good as it is. And I'm going to turn it back to Eddie, because I think it's sun's kind of going down behind the hill.
There's more pop in the truck for the kids. And more beer for Owen Nider.
And there's more beer for anybody but Owen Nider. Okay, that's all.
Well, J.B., thank you. I've never seen a master of ceremonies handle this any better than you did. As long as you already paid $3, isn't that what you paid?
That's what I paid.
Well, then we'll let you off easy. Anyway, kids, go on now and drink the beer, and let's clean up whatever's left in sight, and this has sure been a swell party. As president of the club, I just want to personally thank everybody for having shown up. I've never seen such a turnout, and to me, it makes me feel mighty happy. And I have somebody hanging on my shoulder who wants to say another word or two. J.B.?
That's right, Eddie. Folks, we've got to clean this place up, so we'd like a clean sweep fore and aft, and pick up all the garbage and throw it in the boxes, and we'll take it out behind there and burn it out back. Put the bottles and the beer cans in the boxes by the truck. If everybody will give us a little hand on that, it'll go easy. Okay, thanks.
Now, where is Al Goskabar? We'd like to have a couple of pieces on the piano. A couple of tunes on the piano by Al Goskabar while we are messing around here. Al Goskabar, where are you?